I'd ask the teachers to please send forth the volunteers to talk to before Mass. Y'all can make your way up here. As they're coming up, with special week this week. I know we had the snowpocalypse. We're celebrating the fact Houston was like Antarctica. We missed 2 days of school this past week. Wasn't that pretty cool? Yeah, it is pretty cool. It's pretty cool. And we're also celebrating something else. What else is going on? What's going on? Remember, there's something. Yes, ma'am. Okay, St. Thomas More Week is part of what? That's right, okay. What is part of? Catholic Schools Week. Catholic Schools Week is pretty cool, huh? So what I thought we would do to celebrate Catholic Schools Week is, first of all, to give you a little recap on Steps for Students. Are y'all familiar with that? Yes. Does anybody know what that is? Yes. All right, guys, we have over 250 students signed up, but we want more. Do you know when the last day to sign up is? What? Tonight at midnight. If you want to sign up online, you got to do so tonight by midnight. Okay, so we have a couple of classes that are close to 100% participation. To have 100% participation, you need to sign up by tonight at midnight. Okay? Okay. I'd hate for ice cream not to be eaten by students of St. Thomas More because we didn't have any class that had 100% sign up. Okay, so let's do that. Also, I want to remind you that it's not too late to get donations, to get pledges. Remember, there's a prize for the students, the top two students and their families. To have dinner at the rectory with me?
Yes.
So you might want to start getting some family members and some friends to pledge you, okay? It's a good way to go, good way to celebrate Catholic Schools Week. Also, Catholic Schools Week is this week. I thought we would do something fun today. You want to do something fun today?
Yeah.
You want to do a little show and tell?
Yeah.
You want to do a little show and tell? Okay, so what I have here in my bag this week is I have pictures of famous Catholic school graduates, and I want to talk a little bit about some famous Catholic school graduates. So why don't you reach into the bag and go ahead and just pick a picture out and see if you know who it is. Oh, who's that? You can get your help. You got lots of people to help with. And some friends. A baseball player. Oh, that's right. Who? What's his name is on his jersey? Oh, gosh. Oh, where's the middle school students? Where are they? Maybe they can help me. Middle school students, a baseball player. Where's number 7 for the Astros? He was 2 votes short of the Hall of Fame. Who is he? Yes. Craig Biggio. Guys, Craig Biggio went to Seton Hall University, Catholic College. Okay, so he was Catholic educated. Maybe him going to Catholic school helped him be almost a Hall of Famer. He's 2 votes short. Hopefully next year he gets in. Also, Craig Biggio sent his students, all 3 of his kids, to St. Vincent de Paul, which is a neighboring church to us. And Craig Biggio also coached at a Catholic high school. He coached baseball at St. Thomas and won 2 state championships there. So pretty cool, huh? Pretty famous Catholic school graduate? Is that pretty cool? Who else is famous that's been to Catholic school? Go ahead. Go ahead and pick one out of there. Anyone, at random. Whoever you want. Who's that? You don't know who's that? Who? LeBron James. You know LeBron James? You guys have ever heard of, raise your hand if you ever heard of LeBron James. LeBron James, guys, he's probably the best basketball player in the world. Did you know that he went to St. Vincent St. Mary's in Akron, Ohio, a Catholic high school? So maybe him going to Catholic high school helped him to be the best basketball player in the world. Pretty awesome, huh? Who else do we have that went to Catholic school? Go ahead. Who's that? No, boy, we don't know, man. We don't know. We got a bunch of girls up here today. Golly, Joe Montana. Joe Montana. Anybody know who Joe Montana is?
Yes.
Who's Joe Montana? Yes, sir. Who's Joe Montana?
Joe Montana was a former San Francisco 49ers.
He played for the 49ers. He was a 3-time Super Bowl MVP, probably the best quarterback in the history of the NFL. There's a quarterback that's playing in a game this weekend that's trying to be as good as this guy. What's his name, the guy that's playing? Yes? Peyton Manning. Yeah, I didn't have any evidence that Peyton Manning went to Catholic school, but he's trying to be like Joe Montana. Joe Montana went to Notre Dame. It's a university in Indiana. It's a Catholic school. So maybe Joe Montana learned what he needed to at Catholic school to be the best quarterback in the history of the NFL. Pretty cool, huh? How about some other people, too? You think it's just sports figures that went to Catholic school? Go ahead. Do you think so? Do you think it's just sports figures that went to Catholic school? No, you don't think so. Who's that? How did you know that one so fast?
Because I listened to
Golly, is it, this is Lady Gaga. Did you guys know? Lady Gaga went to Sacred Heart Catholic School in Manhattan, in New York. Okay, so this is an example here of sometimes people receive great gifts of light and of love, and they decide to be like the gospel and hide that light or to do something else with it. So the question, my friends, is what are you going to do with your Catholic education? Are you going to uphold the Catholic education that you get, or are you going to say, I'm going to do what I want? Okay, but Lady Gaga is pretty famous. All you guys knew who that was. That's funny, immediately. You didn't know any of the sports figures, but you knew her. Who else? Who else? You think it's just, go ahead. Who else do we have that's a famous Catholic school graduate? Who else do we have? What's that?
The Hobbit.
The Hobbit movie. Did you know that every single character in The Hobbit went to Catholic school? No, that didn't happen. That's not true. But the guy who wrote The Hobbit and The Lord of the Rings, J.R.R. Tolkien, he went to Catholic school. He went to St. Philip's in Birmingham, England. So maybe by him going to Catholic school helped him be a good writer. It helped him become a great creative writer who created a whole land, who created the whole world of The Hobbit and The Lord of the Rings. So pretty cool things can happen if you go to Catholic school, right? Yeah, who else do we have? Who had this one? You want to hold on to that? Who else? You want to go ahead? Why don't you draw one out of the bag? You think it's just entertainers that we have that are famous? Oh, who's that?
Baba Vroom.
No, who is that? Yeah, right. Who is that? Do you need some help with that? Who is it? Who is that? You forgot? That's Sally from what movie?
Cars.
Sally from the movie Cars. Yes. Did you guys know that Sally from the movie Cars went to Catholic school? No, she didn't. I don't know that there was Catholic schools for Cars, but the lady who played the voice of Sally in Cars, Bonnie Hunt, she went to Catholic grade school. She went to Catholic high school. She went to Notre Dame High School, which is an all-girls school in Chicago. And so she was the voice of Sally, and she's also been in several other movies. So going to Catholic school helped her in her career, right? Helped form her to be a great actress and a great voice in the movie Sally in Cars. Who else do we have that's been a Catholic school graduate? Is there anyone else? Oh, who's that guy? You don't know? You need some help?
Smith.
Who? Will Smith. Will Smith, famous actor, famous rapper. He's in a lot of movies like I, Robot and Independence Day. Remember Will Smith? He was the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air back in the 80s. Did you know this is a cool story about Will Smith? Will Smith came from a Baptist family. He grew up in Philadelphia, and his Baptist family thought it was important enough for him to go to Catholic school. And he went to Catholic grade school in Philadelphia. And now he's one of the most famous actors in the world, and also one of the richest men in the world as well. But he was able to learn all that he did at Catholic school, and he had a great basis of faith and foundation and family. Okay, so Will Smith was another great Catholic school graduate who did wonderful things. Who else do we have? Go ahead. Yes, ma'am. Who else has been a Catholic school graduate that's famous? Who's that? John who? John F. Kennedy. Who's John F. Kennedy? He was a president of the United States. He won the 1960 presidential election. He went to Catholic school. He went to Canterbury Middle School in Connecticut, and he learned all that he probably needed to become a president of the United States. He's the only Catholic president that we've ever had in the United States. A great politician. He fought for justice and equality for all people, for the civil rights movement and for workers. So John F. Kennedy did a lot to help the world, and he probably learned a lot of the things that he needed to be a great president. From where? Catholic school. Okay, do we have any other famous people? Who's that? You get super duper extra credit if you know who that is. Super duper extra credit. Where's the middle school? I'm going to go to the middle school. You guys learn in middle school? Where are you guys at? I'm going to pick on you guys. Maybe you guys know who this is. He's the most important lawyer in America, the most important judge in America. Does anybody know who that is? Who? He's the Supreme Court, Ms. LeMaire. John Roberts. John Roberts is the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. He went to Catholic school. He went to Catholic grade school in Indiana. He went to Catholic high school in Indiana. And then he went to Harvard. So he learned a lot of cool stuff at Catholic school that got him into a great school. He became a lawyer, then was elected a judge, and now he's the most important judge in the United States of America. Maybe he learned all of that in Catholic school. What does that tell us about Catholic school? What does that tell us? Yes, sir. Catholic schools rule. Right? They produce a lot of great people, and a lot of people who learn a lot of cool stuff go to Catholic school. Who here goes to a Catholic school? Oh, that's awesome. Maybe you guys can be the next picture that we draw out of the bag. Maybe. All right, we have one more in here. One more picture. Maybe it's possible. All of these great people learned a lot of good things at Catholic school, and so we learned a lot about Catholic education. Who's that? Who is that? You don't know. Well, that's good, because it's a question mark on the face. I don't know if you guys can see that. Okay, why I pulled this one out is because this could be you. This could be you. You can learn so much here in your Catholic school and your Catholic education that you can shine as a great light to the world. All of these people that I pulled out have done great things with their lives and with their career, and they learned a lot of that, and the basis for it is Catholic schools and Catholic education. So you guys can learn and study. You guys can learn about faith. You can learn about English. You can be great people. And maybe one day you can be a picture Father TJ pulls out of his bag. And I can say I knew them when they were students at St. Thomas More Catholic School. Maybe. We can do that. And what our Lord Jesus tells us in the gospel is that we have been given a light. We are to shine it. As a Catholic school student, you understand and you know about the light of God that's been given to you. And you are called to share it and to shine it brightly and to share that with the world. My friends, you are incredibly blessed because you are at a Catholic school. I have a homework assignment I want all of you to do this week. Has my homework assignments just in the past, have they been really hard? No, they have not been hard. This is what I want you to do. I want you tonight when you go home to tell your mom and dad thanks. Tell them thanks for the sacrifices that they have made to put you in Catholic school. It is a great sacrifice for them. They have to bring you to school every day. They have to pick you up. They have to figure out a way to do that. They have to make it work financially, okay? Because they are making a great sacrifice for you to be here, and you are learning some great lessons. Some great lessons in your life that you are going to be able to share for the rest of your life. And your Catholic education is helping you to be able to be a great person. So that even if your name isn't pulled out or your picture's pulled out of a backpack one day as a famous Catholic school graduate, your name will be pulled out as a good person, as a faithful follower of our Lord who teaches us how to love and who teaches us how to live. So my friends, don't be ashamed of your Catholic education. Know that there's a lot of great people, a lot of great individuals that have been educated in Catholic schools. And please tell your families thanks for all that they have done, for all that they do to make the sacrifice to put you here, to let you share and to learn all that you learn at St. Thomas More School. So we continue today in celebration of our Lord's love. We thank Him for all the gifts that He gives us, especially the gifts of Catholic education, and for the gift of St. Thomas More Catholic School.